Congrats. Big win. Your kids really played their tails off tonight.
Yeah, they did. Still kind of in shock a little bit.
I bet you are.
Yeah, that was fun. I didn't really know how we would respond, really, you know, having kind of a 11-day layoff, wherever it was.
Yeah.
And trying to get back in the kind of the game shape a little bit, but we came out pretty well right away. Mm-hmm. Helped hit some shots, kind of get some confidence going, and just battled defensively all game long. They got a great player, Giggs, good, and to kind of be able to kind of slow her down as much as we could, that was great. And it helps having some guards up top that will kind of pesk her, whatever you want to say.
Exactly. That's we said all night, is your guards really give them fits and just distracted them a lot tonight.
Yep. Kind of disrupted their flow a little bit. I did get a little worried, though. They seemed like they were running on us pretty good, and I thought maybe we could be the ones doing that. But it was just a good battle back and forth, and so very, very proud of this group.
You bet. Gig had 7 in the first quarter, ended up 14 for the ball game. So it was everything in between, first and last, is where she got her points.
Yeah. I was hoping we'd keep it under 20. I said 15 would be great. So for us to do that, that's pretty awesome. That's a lot of credit.
Kim had you 23 of 28 from the line.
Jeez.
That's pretty darn good.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Last game we played, we did not shoot near that. So for them to bounce back and to go get it with this type of situation, that was fun. That's awesome.
Because you knew down the stretch you had the lead. They had to do something to gamble and put you at the foul line and foul. You knew it was coming.
Yep. And thankfully we got the right girls to the free throw line too. And so Sawyer's kind of been one that hasn't shot as well as she typically should for her season. And so for her to come up and shoot, I don't know what she ended up with, but I think she shot pretty well from the free throw line.
Right there. We had her for 27. Sawyer had 27. Delegia, double figures for Emma. Emma Strahan, a third quarter was
huge.
Really big.
Yep.
Three big threes, and boom, 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 just like that.
Yep, that was huge.
And then Clara Hilker, man, down that low block at times, battling with their bigs and stuff like that. A big game for her as well.
Yeah, you can always count on her to play her tail off. She's put a lot of hours in the gym, and she might be undersized a lot, but she makes up for a lot just for her effort and her want to and want to win and competitive effort. So that's huge.
That clock couldn't go fast enough, could it?
No. Just kept looking like, oh, still 6 minutes.
Yeah, it's like, my gosh, are they starting this thing? Because it's going so darn slow.
Yep, it's very stressful at that end, but I had a lot of confidence in them. I felt great kind of all day today. Just thought our pressure could be a problem a little bit, and I had a lot of faith in them. Just because we practiced, it seemed like we had good excitement all week, and you know, to suffer a tough loss last week and then to get this chance, we really hammered home, you know, being grateful for this opportunity, and I think they took advantage of that.
I liked it when at times you drove the bucket. You were attack, attack, attack. Let's get to the rim. If we don't make it, more times not going to foul us.
Yeah, and I told them we're going to attack, and we're going to get to the paint, and because you know, once they get inside, they, you know, Sutton, she can draw so much attention, and when she's on her game, she finds the right person, she gets that extra pass, and it really gets everybody else involved too. So she can score the ball really well, but when she's sharing it, that's what makes us really, really tough, I think. So
Ashley, before the game, if you slept well last night, you said pretty good, but I bet you're slipping like a rock tonight.
Maybe, I don't know.
Could be celebrating a lot, you bet. You don't have time to spare because you got the weekend and you're getting ready to play your first game next week.
Yep, that's okay. We want to.
Yeah.
We talked all week. One more game to get one more week of practice, and we'll take that. That's to be there and knowing kind of where we've been to as a program and how we just kind of been working at this thing and to finally get there and the first district final I've been a part of and for all these girls. So sometimes those nerves can get to you in a game like this, but they were ready to go, I think.
The conference was a battle every night because you look at all the other teams, you're one of three teams that punched their tickets. Maywood Hayes Center won, Dundee County Stratton won, you won, Cambridge lost a tough one with SEM, Wanita Palisade had a tough one with Bloomfield, and Alma lost tonight to Centura. So you're with three teams. That schedule playing those teams night in and out really prepares you, doesn't it?
It helps. Yep. I think getting to play those teams and going through the RPAC conference tournament, I mean, that's a huge thing right there anyway, because that was kind of almost a mini state tournament a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, getting to go play in the showcase too, getting to have that experience, that environment, I think helped us prepare for tonight a little bit too. So
I'll let you go celebrate, man. And Coach Kronhoff, it's my 5th birthday. They just sang him happy birthday today. What a birthday present for him.
That's why we won. Did
you
it for
bet.
Him.